What's up, you guys are listening to a Velvet's Edge podcast. This is a conversation I had with Ariel, who is the founder of Nella Moon Candles, which is my absolute favorite candle company. They are based out of Nashville and they're so amazing. She uses all natural scents. The jars are cool. If you follow me on social media at Velvet's Edge, you've definitely heard me talk about these candles. I give them as gifts and I just have them in my house, in my office, everywhere around me all the time. But she and I decided that we wanted to do a little podcast about scent and how just different smells can affect your everyday life. Honestly, without even being aware of it, they can affect your mood. They can drive who you're attracted to, what foods you like, even things like sexual arousal. So we broke down some of those scents, what they can mean for your life and how they affect your brain. And she also gave me the background on Nella Moon and how she got started with this company and just what their mission is. It's a cool story. So listen here. I am here with Ariel from Nella Moon Candles, which is a local Nashville company that I have been a huge fan of for a couple years now.
Yeah.
I can't remember when I even found you.
Probably like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think so. So Ariel and I have become friends and we've just been talking recently about smell and just the effect that it has on basically everything we do. We both kind of started researching. I thought of this because I realized I have this ritual every day when I come into my office. I turn on the lights, I open the blinds, I get everything kind of situated, and I light a candle immediately. That's the first thing I do. So I was like, why do I do that? Because I've never really thought about, you know, like that process or what it is that makes me always have to have a candle burning, but something with the ambiance of that I need every day in my office to be productive.
Oh, yeah.
So you and I really just started talking like, what is that? Why does smell such a big, why does it have such a big effect on us in our day-to-day life?
Yeah.
I read on WebMD, it says, in general, smells can help people lose weight, boost sexual arousal, increase speed of learning, reduce severity of migraine headaches, and even quell, I can't even read that word. Thanks, WebMD. Claustrophobia. That's so crazy. So what, okay, read me some of the stuff that you were finding because you told me all of these fascinating details about smell right before we started and I need the people to know.
Yes. So smell is the quickest way to affect someone's mood state or emotion.
Okay.
So we also know that when you walk into a house and it smells bad, you actually think that, you can think that that person's character is not that great because the brain is connected to the moral character of if something smells bad. So you think that they're a bad person or,
yeah.
But when you walk into a home and you have a candle lit and it smells clean or citrusy, you actually think that their character is, you know, a good person and
if
good
I'm
morals.
Like subconsciously lighting candles because I want to be a good person.
Yes, you are a good person.
That's so interesting though. So how is that like, what a subconscious thing that we do that you're attracted to someone or something because the underlying smell, like we don't know that is drawing us in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So like the pheromones.
Yeah.
So we are we all produce pheromones and whenever you smell a potential mate and they're producing molecules off of their skin and you're attracted to that smell, that's because you're trying to see if their DNA is a match with yours. So if it's compatible, then you know your immune systems will be different and you'll produce a healthy child who will be able to fight off diseases and just be strong overall. So it's a basically like a instinctual, you know, reaction when you're meeting someone. If they smell bad, you don't like them. You don't want anything to do with them. But if they smell good, you're all about them.
So that's so interesting to me because I always associate attraction with just like a physical, you're either attracted to somebody or not, but are we actually, we're smelling them.
Yes.
And that's why some people can go, you're attracted to that guy and he's not cute to them.
Oh,
is that what it is?
And they say that actually like a musky smell on guys is what girls are attracted to. And that guys who can actually not shower for a few days, which is crazy, but it's like scientifically proven that they're producing more of that pheromone because they haven't washed it off.
What?
So girls are like drawn to it. Some girls aren't, but you know, most girls that are attracted to that guy, they can really smell it even stronger. So they're going to, you know, be all about them.
So a pheromone is what the scent that your body is putting out all the time, right?
Yes.
So what does a girl put out that a guy would be attracted to?
The same. So we can.
So if we don't shower for a couple of days, that is weird.
So if you notice, like if you remember anybody that you've dated, they have a certain smell. Like everyone has that certain smell.
Yeah.
And you're attracted to it or you're not, you know, and that's that smell of the skin or, you know, when you kiss them, it's like you're smelling that. The DNA molecules that are coming off of their skin. And this is a funny story. So my husband is that he loves the cool water cologne.
Oh, and I'm just cool like, water. I'm like, was no, all about cool water, like in junior high.
Yeah. So he's like reliving his junior high wearing this cologne. And it just drives me crazy because I can't stand it.
Oh, really?
It makes me nauseous. So I finally was like, that's it. I'm throwing it away.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it to Goodwill. I got it out of the house and I got him some new cologne. And I can say that our sex life has improved.
Really?
Yeah. So it is.
So you're
so
just
true.
Naturally drawn to that more.
Yeah. There. If someone has even like a cologne on that you're not attracted to, it is. It's like not a good match. So you have to.
Oh my God.
Be aware of that.
That's an interesting topic you bring up though, because cool water. Like genuinely the second you said that I flashed back to junior high because we all wore that was like the thing. So for me, I feel like it would produce a happy memory.
Yeah,
which we were talking a little bit about this too. Smell, it can be physical like what you're saying, but it can also be so associated with times in your life. And I read an article that said even the scents that your mom smelled while she was pregnant with you, like you can either associate those with good or bad things.
Yes.
So that brings up a whole nother.
Oh yeah. So the olfactory system is a part of the limbic system in our brain. And the olfactory system is composed of 1,000 different sensor types that regenerate through our lifetime. And the olfactory bulb is inside that, which is part of the brain that is responsible for processing smells.
Okay.
And next to that is the hippocampus, which is crucial for creating new memories. So that's how it's all connected. Smell and memory are just right there next to each other in the brain. And a lot of these memories, they say, are from when we're 10 years old or younger.
So we don't really even know. It's again, a subconscious thing, a lot of that.
So the smell of cookies like reminds you of your mom baking, or roses remind you of your grandmother's garden. And it's just like, it's also very visual. So like you said, it's immediate. When cool water, when I said that, you immediately thought of that visual of junior high and happiness. And
yeah, I even crazy. I saw the bottle. I was thinking about all my friends. And I can like almost still smell it, which is so interesting.
I know.
We were talking about, I think this has just completely for me brought up, oh my gosh, I don't realize how much scent is driving my everyday life. And we were talking about the marketing aspect of it.
Yes.
And how now companies are using, like everything they're using is scent based, even in their marketing. Like I started thinking about, I'm like, oh my God, I buy trash bags that are lavender scented without even realizing that's what I'm doing. But I associate lavender with clean, calming.
Exactly.
So they get me. Like if their trash bags say lavender real big on the box, I'm buying that.
Oh yeah. So I know that Tide is the number one selling detergent in the world. And Procter & Gamble said that the smell, the experience of the citrus, fruity, and floral makes people just feel happy and very clean. So citrus is associated with cleanliness.
Okay.
And then fruity smells give you a feeling of comfort. And then floral smells give you a feeling of maternal love and nurturing. So they put all these scents together because they knew this would, you know, bring back those memories. And it's the number one selling detergent in the world. And people, most everyone has a memory of Tide detergent. It reminds them of something when they smell it.
So basically they're brainwashing us. I mean, it's far good. We all need clean clothes, but that's crazy.
No, it's crazy to dig deep and like get the, know the research and the facts now and just see that there's so much we're unaware of.
Yeah.
That are playing.
Exactly. Okay. So I am with Arielle from Nella Moon and she is a master of scents. I feel like you really are. We were just smelling some of your new scents, which I can't wait to tell people about in a second. But tell me more about Nella Moon. Like, when did you guys, how long have you been doing this even?
For about 3.5 years.
What made you, because you had another job. This was a totally separate thing you branched off to do, right?
Yeah. So I studied fashion and business in college, right. And I made clothes and jewelry and had an Etsy shop. And then I decided to dabble in candle making. So I read online how to make candles, and it said to add water and wax and all this stuff. So I did that, and it dried, and it was like water, half wax, and totally did not work. I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And so I just kept trying and finally got it right.
Yeah.
And then got into some small stores in town and created my online store and just continued to grow. And
what's the best part of Nella Moon for you? I know, because there's a tie to like your mom passing away, right?
Yeah. So I'd say our mission is that when you light your candle, it serves as a reminder to let your light shine and to live your best life and be who you are.
Yeah.
And that's really the meaning behind it all. So we want to use our business as a force for good and give back as much as we can and just, you know, do our part as much as possible to make the world a better place, brighter place.
A brighter place physically and emotionally. So you're doing this full time now though, right? This
yes.
is a whole, yeah. So tell me, wasn't there a story that you were telling me?
Oh yeah.
What's the story?
So it was about 2 years ago, and I messaged you on Instagram, and I said, you know, I'd love to give you some candles for you to try. And you wrote me back and were so nice. You're like, yeah, I'm doing this post. So if you could get them to me this week. And I was like, actually, I'll drive them over to you today.
Yeah.
So I packaged them up, and I had like three huge boxes, and I drive to your gated community. And I realized that it's like a lock, and I was like locked out. So I saw the cars coming in and out, but the gate was closing so quickly that I was like, oh my God, I'm not gonna be able to get in. So I figured out how to park my car on the side. And it was snowing.
Oh.
And I had like three huge boxes.
By the way.
And I had like my my snow hat and my snow boots and gloves. And I had the boxes. And I like got out of the car, and there was a car coming. So the gate opened, and I like ran, and the gate like kind of hit my ass.
Oh.
As I was getting in. And then I had to like, I guess I walked like all the way to the back,
you
and I was thinking
all the way.
If someone sees me right now looking out their window, I'm sure they're cracking up with this girl with these boxes in the snow. It's like, this is a memory I'll never forget. And I'm so grateful for you for, you know, posting on your story about our candles. And
I'm like laughing so hard that you've never told me this story.
I know.
Well, anytime I'm a fan of something, I do want to promote it. And people always ask me too, they're like, do you really like that? Or do you just talk about it? I don't talk about anything that I don't actually like on my Instagram. I have no point of doing that. I have a whole nother job. Like,
yeah.
This is, it is now a business for me, the Velvet's Edge stuff, but it's not like so much so that I'm going to like compromise, you know, like only want to promote products I really like. So I'm grateful for you.
Thank you. Well, I got you candles for life, girl. I
love that. Count me in. I told you last week when we were talking about this, the ones that really stand out to me, and I'm always attracted to the more, are they the masculine, woodsy? What do you call them?
Yes, masculine, woodsy.
Okay.
You also like the sea salt jasmine. So it's floral and beachy and clean.
So I kind of want to know more about specific scents and like what they can mean to people or what they can, I don't know, do for your body. Because when I pulled up certain articles, it was like, of course, the ones a lot of the ones that I am drawn to are like to induce sexual arousal, which is probably because I'm single. I associate that. I don't know, but
it's good to induce that feeling.
I guess if you have someone to do that with,
Well, you will.
We will. I wonder why I am drawn to those things. And then, like, obviously, I have a lavender candle that I burn a lot because I do feel like that is calming. But what else? Tell me some more about some other scents.
Yeah. So we know that lavender actually increases the alpha waves in the back of your brain, and it gives you that sense of calm and a relaxed feeling. So that's why, you know, people light a lavender candle to relax, or it scientifically is working in the brain to make you feel that way. And then jasmine increases the beta waves in the front of the brain, which makes you feel more alert and awake. So having that in your office or when you're studying is a good way to help your brain be more awake and alert. So it's interesting because you do like that jasmine one in your office, yeah, you said.
And the sea salt jasmine. That's the probably the main one I burn. I think I'm out. I'm glad you brought me some more today. But yeah, yes. And I wonder if that's why. It kind of just makes me alert.
Yes. And I also did some research where they say cucumber and the smell of green apple makes you feel like a space is big. Okay. So if you're claustrophobic on an airplane, they say to like have some type of smell similar to that. Or when you're selling a home or want to make a space seem bigger, you want to have the fragrance of green apple or cucumber. And
wow, that is interesting to me. I know. Because I would think maybe like the citrus thing, like you said, the clean thing. But you really can brainwash people. Jeez. Yeah.
And then so the masculine scents, you know, I feel like so many customers of mine love the masculine scents. And we all like, I think it's just girls love that manly smell. Yeah. You know, it makes them feel safe and like comforted and just like manly presence around you, you know?
Yeah, you do. You associate it with those kind of things. Like even if that's not what's happening in your life or whatever, there's no men around. I do associate those smells probably with being in a relationship or being around someone where you feel safe, that kind of thing. That's
exactly.
So that's what is like the number one seller, would you say, on your website?
So right now it's probably the Nashville scent.
Which because is a masculine scent. Yep,
the tobacco, vanilla, patchouli, cedarwood. And people just love it because it's soft, but it's just enough of like that masculine scent to feel that, but not too overpowering, which I really like. I don't like really overpowering, you know, smells, but just like soft, but strong and...
That's why I love your candles so much because I have them on, but like you said, and it makes my place smell amazing, but it's not like, oh my God, whoa, that candle. Yeah.
It's a bunch of really synthetic in the air.
Yeah. They're all natural, really strong scents. What else? Tell us about some of the new ones you've made.
So yeah, we have this new one you're burning, the French Kiss.
I love. So good, by the way.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm obsessed with that. It is bergamot, tobacco, teak wood, and a little bit of cedar wood. So it's real manly, but the bergamot kind of gives it a little brightness and just love it.
Yeah, is that what I said? Remember I said to you, it smells like Paris?
Yes.
Even though I've never been there. I think that's what Paris would smell like.
It gives you that feeling. And I've been burning this for the last week and I freaking love it.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
How do you pick what scents you're going to pair together? Like, how does that process work?
So I kind of just source oils from all over the country and put a bunch of oils together and just kind of go off my creative sense of smell, I guess. You know, it's just kind of my outlet for creativity. And also I listen to what the customers want. And that's how I've created these new scents that we're launching, just more manly. So another new one is the tobacco vanilla, which is amazing. And it's super strong tobacco with a little bit of vanilla. And I think you're going to love that one.
So you do a lot of mixing like the softer scent with the more masculine.
Yes.
Like the kind of the feminine and the masculine.
Exactly. I love that feminine masculine. I think that's key, you know?
Yeah.
If it's too overpowering, then it's just like, I don't know. It's not really everyone's cup of tea, but this is like more universal.
That's what I was going to say is like, it's great for a guy or a girl.
Yeah.
And the actual jars themselves too are very like gender neutral as well.
Thank you.
When you first started doing this, like, was there anything that smelled bad to you?
For certain scents?
Yeah.
Yeah. There are, I think, I don't know. There are certain oils that I'm just not a fan of, but some people love. So we do carry them.
You will?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say is like, if you don't specifically like something, would you be like, oh, I'm not doing that?
Yeah.
Even if customers were like all about it.
I really try to do, you know, do what the customers want and kind of like what I think is creative and different. But like some citrus smells, I just am not like a fan of like really big citrus bright smells, but people love them. So, you know, we sell them, but I like that softer, manly, feminine scents that are combined.
Yeah. What do you think about patchouli? For some reason, like I had a candle that I was burning and it had some patchouli in it. And I really want to get on board with that scent and I can't. What is that?
Yeah. So patchouli is like it's similar to Nong Champa, the scent.
Because that's
in the Nong Champa candle that I sell. And it's very much associated with the 60s and Woodstock, you know, hippies. And I don't know. I know I'm not like the biggest fan of it, but some people do Love it. Yeah. It's supposed to be relaxing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I always want to get on board for that reason. And I'm just like, yeah, not my thing. It's just fun. It's so interesting to me how different things can just smell so different to different people.
Yeah.
So where can people find you? Is it nellamoon.com?
Yes.
Okay. And what about Instagram? Where are you guys?
I am at nellamoon_.
Yeah. nellamoon_.
Yes.
And you said also there's a part of your website where people can go, because I think it's hard when you're buying candles online sometimes, you know, just to figure out which one do you like. But there's a part people can go and kind of read the different descriptions of what scents mean. Is that what you said? Or
yeah. So we have a section where you can read all about our scents.
Yeah.
And then we have a new section where we can... You can really pinpoint your favorite type of smell. Like if you like manly smells or citrus or floral or combination. So it'll make it easy for you to pick the scents that you like.
Oh, see, that's like super helpful. I actually, and all the ones, I think you have it divided on your website too, where it's like woodsy, manly, and all of that. And I like basically every single one under the woodsy, manly. They're so good though. They really are. And they make your house feel really warm and comfy.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for being here. This is such an interesting topic to me. And you guys go check out Nellamoon candles. I promise you, they're my favorite candles. I have them in my house, in my office. The jars are really cool, and they're just chic looking. You can see a lot of them on my website as well on velvetsedge.com. All right. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Bye.